Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I would like just thank and praise God for our first worship service in the year 2017. I give God praise and glory on today. I'm going to get ready to call our worship to order on this afternoon. We're going to go right into our devotion part of the service, and we're going to just lift up the name of Jesus today. Amen. God bless you all.
He's sweet. I know he's sweet. I know storm clouds may rise.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heaven. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mayest feel the enemies and their vengeance. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I have just read you in the Psalms 8 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, asking you, Lord, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come if we've offended anyone today, Lord, if we've hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to search our heart right now, our mind and our spirit, anything in there that should not be, Father. We ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we come right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, first of all, asking you to bind up the strong man, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bind up the strong man, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind him up on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every negative and evil thing, every negative word and evil and negative thought, every evil and wicked word and every evil and wicked thought, every demonic word and every demonic work, every demon on assignment, Lord, we ask you right now to bind him and send him back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Bind him, Lord. Bind him. Put fire to him and burn him up on today in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, I ask you to take over and take control of our worship service on today. Take over today, Father, and take control over our worship service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let me lay my will down, Lord. Let me decrease 100% that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and take over our radio broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to let it shift, be a shift, change it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know just what to do for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone now, Lord, in radio land, and I ask you to bless everyone on our radio broadcast, Lord. I ask you to cover each one of us in the shed blood of Jesus today. I ask you now, Lord, to let your word not fall to the ground, Lord. Let it do what you that it set out to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, I'm thanking and praising you today. And I bind every negative thought, I bind now. Send it back, every negative word, Lord. Send it back to the pits of hell. Now, Father, I just thank you now, Father. I thank you, Lord. I just give you praise and glory. And I thank you for allowing me to be used by you. I just thank and praise you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your angels. I thank you today. Father, I pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen. And we thank and praise God on today, and we give him praise. I just want to greet everyone in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are delighted that you've chosen to worship with us on today and want to extend a warm welcome to you. You know, we believe today that the end time men and women of war global ministry is not just another church. Hallelujah. We, along with our staff and members and partners, are committed to ministering to the whole person, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So I'm just so thankful to God that you all chose to worship with us on today. And if the Holy Ghost moved you, do pray about joining and being a part of our ministry. I just thank and praise God on today. And you are so welcome today. We're going to get ready to go to our devotion part of the service today. And we're going to hear a song. Praise God. I just want to be the first one to testify on today. God's been so good to me, and I thank and praise him. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way, and I thank and praise God for that on today. He is an awesome God. And, you know, some people, they're looking for more than that. But, you know, God is good. And I just, he's so worthy to me. If he don't do nothing else for me, he's done enough. And I thank and praise God on today for that. But how he's blessing Apostle Dean, I thank and praise God for that. God is a good God, and I thank him today. He is a good God, and I thank him today. Even in our, even when we not doing things the way we should, hallelujah, help us, God still do for us. And I just thank and praise God. Sometimes we don't realize that we're messed up, that we sin or we did something wrong. But God, he still takes care of us. And I thank God and praise him so much. So we're gonna get ready to hear a song. We'll get ready to hear a short song, and then we're gonna keep going on in our devotion service. Amen. Wow.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Will there be any more testimonies on today? God is so good. His mercy endures forever. I just thank and praise God on today. We're going to hear a couple more selections. Amen. God bless you.
Somebody feels like giving up right now. Lord, do it for me.
right now, you know God will do it. Won't he do it? Yes, he will do it. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what people may say. God will do it. God will do it for you. When I tell you he will, he did it for me. He's not a respecter of persons. He will do it for you. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for that song, because God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. He's wonderful God. I thank and praise him on today. We thank and praise God on today. We're going to have another song in just 1 minute. But, you know, God is good and his mercy can do it forever. I just thank and praise him on today for all the great and wonderful things that he's doing in our lives on today. And I thank God for it today. We're going to have one more, and then we're going to go into the Word of God. Just one moment, please.
I'm in love.
Amen, amen. We give God praise.
I am definitely in love with Jesus. When I tell you I'm in love with him, because he first loved me. And I'm telling you, he died for me. He more than first loved me. He died for me. So I'm in love with him, and I thank and praise God on today. We're going to get ready. I'm going to get ready to pray, to go to the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just come today, Lord, asking you to look down and have mercy, Father. Father, I repent of all my sins, Lord. Asking you to forgive me for them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for another opportunity, Father, to stand before you and the people of God today, Lord. I give you praise and worship today, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, may increase, Father, and teach your people on today. Lord, I have nothing, I am nothing apart from you, Lord. But I surely thank you for giving me an opportunity in the name of Jesus. Lord, I praise your name. I just magnify your name. I ask you to let the Holy Spirit take over and take control now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. And we just thank and praise God today for another opportunity to come before him on today, to bring the word of God on today. I want to, scripture reading will be coming from a couple of verses, a couple of different passages on today. We're going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But I just want to talk a little bit about first, just my introduction a little bit about it's your body, but it's his temple. It's your body, but it's God's temple. So the Lord created us in our bodies. And the body is very important, and we know that the function of man, of men, of all men and women, the body is important. The body is not evil. It's a vehicle of service of good, and it can be evil. You know, nothing good in this flesh. In another place in the Word of God, it says, in relations to physical needs of the body, the Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There he shows that the spiritual man is a priority and does take precedence over the physical body or man. But this does not mean the physical man or the needs of the body are unimportant, because they are very much important, that they are to be neglected, or that it is spiritual and more holy to neglect the body and to treat it carelessly. The Lord may have used this order to deal a blow against some of the pagan ideas of his day and today, and to some of the imbalances of believers can so easily slip into and always have, because we do every little fad here and there. Every time somebody else do something, we do it. But the body that God created is important. The Greeks regarded the body as evil and believed pure spirit was of the greater value. Many rejected the idea of the resurrection because they believed all matter to be evil. They believed the body was evil. All of it was evil. But we know better than that. Now, don't get me wrong. It's no good thing in the flesh. But it's not evil. The body that God made is not evil. It's not. They taught it different in different matter what you did with the body. They taught it differently. The Greeks did. They either tortured it in various forms of misuse or lasciviousness. They did unthoughtful things that you wouldn't even imagine to the body. The Greeks did, because they didn't. It was unimportant to them. They only thought about the spirit. But Paul wrote over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me read that right quick. Well, Ryrie writes in general that they believe in immortality of the soul, but not the resurrection of the body. To them, the body was the source of man's weakness and sin. Death, therefore, was the welcome means by which the soul was liberated from the body. So they felt like that the body and the spirit or the soul shouldn't even be together, because man's body stood for weakness and sin. And when they died, therefore was the welcome means that the soul would be apart from the body. I don't know how they was even thinking like that. But anyway, that's the way they thought. And even today, many Christians take their bodies for granted. We do. We overfeed them, underfeed them, under-exercise them, often fail to give them enough rest, and in general, many times fail to take care of our body's daily needs. In Philippians 3:21, it says, and it could leave the wrong impression, I'm just reading here, but it says, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Now, don't get me wrong. We need to take care of our body. We have to take care of what God did here. God created us in his image and in his likeness. And we need to be the one to take care of what God created. He didn't have to create us, but he did. And even after that, he blew the spirit of life in us. Because he didn't have to do that with none of the other animals. But with man, he wasn't a living creature until he blew into our nostrils the breath of life. So he intends for us to take care of our bodies. Now listen to me. I'm not, because I don't do a whole lot of exercising. I do what I can. But we have to learn to eat right. We have to learn to take care of the temple that God has given us. This temple belongs to God. This body belongs to God. This is the temple of God, and we have to realize that the Holy Ghost is now in there with the Spirit of God. We have to realize that. The vile body can suggest. Now, I was talking about how it could give a wrong impression about the body. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? The translation of vile body can suggest the body is evil, but literally the Greek text means body of humility, non-glorified body. That don't mean that it's mean or evil because it's not a glorified body. This body is mortal and subject to age. We subject to disease. We're subject to death and decay. So it needs special care if we are to maintain it as a useful tool of God. Because that's the only way God is going to get some use out of us if we take care of our bodies. We got to take care of them because they belong to God, first of all, to you. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, put this into the right perspective. It reminds us that the bodily discipline is profitable for a little while. It keeps the old machinery in good working order as long as it's being exercised and cared for properly on a daily basis. But, of course, godliness is profitable both for now and for eternity. But we have to do something. We can't just sit around, eat like we want to eat what the man is calling, the physical man want to eat, because everything good, we want to eat. So we have to learn how to take care of our bodies. Because God is the one who created them. Man is a unity of body, soul, and spirit. What affects one part of the body affects the other part. Neglect the body, and it can affect the spiritual life. Neglect the spiritual life, and it will definitely affect the body. So we have to know the word of God. We're supposed to be obeying God's word. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, for bodily discipline is only of a little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things. Now, since it holds promise for present life and also for the life to come. Okay, we have to still take care of our bodies while we're here now so it can be profitable for us even after life, because it will be. Godliness is profitable for all things since it holds promise for the present life and also the life to come. We have a body and a soul that's all connected, past, present, and future. It's not past because we here. But it's now, present, and future. The body is now. The spirit is now somewhat. The soul is. And all of them now. Afterlife, the body that not important body, the one that's not glorified right now, is going to stay here and whatever, go back to the dust. But our spirit-bound body is going to be with God. It's going to be with the Father, wherever he is. That's where we'll be, the spirit in the soul. And whatever one part affects the other. So we have to take care of it because we can rush our way ourselves away when we're not taking care of our bodies. What good will we be to God? We can't talk long. We huffing and puffing. We not doing this and we're not doing that. We can't even hardly hold a conversation for coughing and all just all kind of stuff. We have to take care of our bodies. Take care of the temple of God. Because when you don't, you go against his law, his statutes, his will. He didn't create us for us to kill our own self, to put bad things and stuff down in our bodies. He didn't create us for that. He created us for his use and his use only. So our Lord here teaches us balance, to care for both, to pray for both body and soul. The prayer for daily bread represents the whole concept of the need of the body, food, clothing, shelter, whatever the human body needs to function effectively for the Lord. Our bodies belong to him. He has bought them with the price of his son, Jesus Christ. We were bought with the price. And we have to function effectively for the Lord. We have to have balance in our lives. We have to have balance. We have to pray for, ask God to take care of our body, that daily bread that represents the body and food, clothing, the whole thing, the whole concept of things. That's what it represents. When we pray and ask God for our daily bread. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?" I know we know that. He teaches us to give us each day our daily bread. I was just saying that. He teaches us this in the prayer. This is a prayer for daily supply to be made available to us for our physical needs. This is to be prayed daily. Father, give us our daily. Give me my daily bread. We should never take the Lord for granted. A lot of us don't even say that prayer. But we should ask God daily for our daily bread. 1 Timothy 4 and 4 says, "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected. If it is, receive with gratitude." This teaches us that our primary concern is to be our daily needs. That's our primary concern. Day by day living as sojourners, rather than storehouse living like the rich fool. To live day by day. We have to take care of our bodies and ask God to help us to take care of them daily, every day. Every day we need to pray. Because everything is created by God. Everything. Our primary concern is our daily needs. And I'm not saying our primary worry, but our primary concern is our daily needs, day by day. And at this point in our time, the end time, we're all living day by day. We're all have a concern of our daily needs. But God knows exactly what we need. He knows what exactly what we need. He knows that we have to eat, we have to have clothes, we have to be warm, we have knees. And God is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Jireh. He's not a respecter of persons. He loves each one of us, and he'll do for each one of us. God will. So, you know, we have to know this body. We have to take care of what God gave us. We do, because God, to me, it's going against the word of God when you don't take care of it. It goes against what he said. We have to keep it, you know. Some people, they go on diets, and some people, low-fat stuff and diet pills, exercise clubs and exercise machines, all of that, trying to take care of their body, of our bodies. It's a great concern about our physical health. We need to know, because God know the plans that he have for us, or he know what he think toward us. And they're good, the thoughts that he think toward us, and they're good. Plans of peace and not evil. So he want us to be around just for that. He want us to be around. He can't have to use us to get his gospel out, get the word out. But we got to be in physical shape to move. We got to be in physical shape to go. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. I know the Holy Ghost lives down in us. But he's not going to be there if it's all messed up and all junk, all kind of stuff we eat and body sick and feeble and all that kind of stuff. We have to know that we have to keep the temple clean, just like if it was the temple that they built over there with David, with King David over there. They built the temple. Solomon built it. He was chosen to build the temple of God, and he built it to the right to the letter, just like God wanted, just inch by inch and foot by foot. He built it just like the Lord wanted, silver here and bronze there and iron here and wood there. He told Solomon just how he wanted that the temple built, and Solomon built it just like the Father said, just like he wanted it. And it cost so much. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it was money and stuff like that, but whatever it was that they paid for it, it was a lot. It was a lot because they put silver in it. They put gold work in the temple. They put bronze in it. They put iron and wood in it and onyx, turquoise, and stones, and various different color stones was all in the temple. All this, the body. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are. And we have to remember that. I'm telling you. When we're going around our daily thing, we have to keep in our mind about this temple that God gave us, that God created, that God blew his breath in. We have to remember that. God is good. And I just thank him for it. I didn't know what he was leading up to when he gave me this, and he started talking about the body. And I was saying, Lord, I know, because it's always to me first. It's always to me. Anytime I bring the word, it's always to me first. So I'm just thanking and praising God, because I've been conscious of what I put in my body. I'm conscious of how I do things. I'm conscious when it comes to the temple of God, because I'm not my own. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Jesus died for us on Calvary's Hill, on Golgotha's Hill.
He died for us. He paid a price for this temple. He paid a price for it. They beat him and whooped him and scourged him, everything. Spit on him, drug him, all of that for the temple. For us. So I thank God today that it was his son. I belong to them, to him, because he died for me. He paid the ultimate price, the Father did, sending his son to die for us. And we have to take care of the temple of God. We have to do it. See about yourself, your body, or talk to you. If something wrong, it'll let you know it's wrong. I'm not saying run to the doctor and take all that medicine, because they practice in medicine. But God, he will allow you and let you know what to do. Because God is a healer. He is a healer. He healed me. And when he makes some, it's good. Because your body and everything, you can, the body will heal itself if you're doing right by it. You can reverse stuff in the body, in the temple. And God will give you favor and let it heal itself. So this is my teaching today and God gave it to me. It's your body, but it's my temple. It's where the Holy Ghost lives. It's his temple. And he is there. So you know you can't go every place you think you want to go. You can't do everything you think you want to do. You can't act how you think you should want to act and say everything. You know, you got to watch this, because the Holy Spirit lives within you. We have to do it. So I just want to thank and praise God for this word, because we all need to know in this 2017, things are finna speed up. They're not going to slow down. What God showed me, he was giving everybody a new assignment. Things are going to be different. I'm going to be right here, but I have a lot. I have more to do. I'm going to still be here. If don't nobody else be here, I will, by the grace of God. He give me strength. He give me strength. I'm going to keep going. Keep running for the Lord. Nothing's going to change that but God. But I know I have some more things, some more assignments to do. He's already showed them to me. So I thank and praise God. I'm not going to hold you, and I'm just so gratefully thanking God for each one of you for being on our radio broadcast tonight. You all just look over me. I've been kind of in and out today with this sinus and stuff like that. But I don't care if I'm sick or however. I still, if I'm feeling bad, I still come on. I'm not claiming no sickness, and it can go back to the pits of hell where it come from. I'm still got to do what God called me to do. So that's what I do. But I just want to thank every one of you for being on our radio broadcast with us today. We'll be right back here on Thursday for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern time. We just thank and praise God for each one of you. And then we'll be back Friday at the same time, and then Sunday again. And God bless you all. I thank God for each one of you. I love you, and God love you too. Father, we just give you praise and glory. Lord, I ask you for everyone that's up under the sound of my voice to cover them today, Lord. I'm asking you to cover them, Lord. They need you right now. in the name of Jesus, in a hurry, Father. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, Lord, I ask you to let them find favor. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, Lord, let them find favor on today. Give them favor for what they need on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless them right where they are, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to cover them even if they're walking on the bus, in a car, whatever it is, Lord, I ask you to just cover them now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. Amen. And you all have a good rest of the evening. God bless you. I will talk with you and see you soon. God bless you. Amen. Amen.